So types of cost, let's look at types of cost which are incurred on the project. There are fixed cost, variable cost, direct cost and indirect cost. Different types of cost. Okay. The way the cost is incurred on the project defines the type. Okay. So fixed cost, let's look at fixed cost. Fixed cost remains constant throughout the project life cycle. Okay. So, like, you know, we are paying rent of the premises or the fest which you are organizing, the rent which you have to pay, it will not change, right? Okay. Or administrative cost, office space which you are using or renting. Okay. These costs are fixed, they do not change. Okay. Fixed costs provide economies of scale, you know, per unit cost decreases, then the volume increases. Variable cost. They keep on changing throughout the project, like a labor cost. In a construction project, the labor cost during month of May will be more because there are the laborers who will travel to their hometown, right? So the cost will increase, okay? Specialized skill, if you are using any resources or let's say laborers, like people who want to install glass, okay, glass feature. So big glasses are introduced in the lobbies, right? So that is a skill that will be very variable. Why? Because it's a specialized skill. Depending on what type of glass you are going to use in the lobby will define how much cost will be incurred by you. Or the resources who are going to install that glass will also change. Okay, direct cost. Direct cost comes out of the project budget directly. Like, you know, it's a direct expense. Salaries for team, okay, travel expenses. If you have your construction project, your site office is site is different and the office where people are sitting is different. So many times people have to travel through and forth. So that cost also is a direct cost which is incurred on a project. Next is indirect cost. Indirect expenses for the activities or services benefit more than one project. Like, you know, shared tools. Like, you know, your project is a part of a bigger program and you have to update the status of that particular project in different tools. And that tool itself will serve as a dashboard for the higher management or executive committee. So this cost of that tool which shared between five projects. So that is indirect cost. Okay. Like tester in a software project is shared between three or four projects. Then it's a indirect cost. Your tester or you take the tester from outside. Okay. So there are some more costs which are referred in the project. Pre-planning cost, depending on the project size, scale and the industry, the cost will differ. Like in market research, setting up project office or obtaining permits, these are, you know, pre-planning or before the project actually starts, you know, in terms of planning or onboarding the team, the costs are incurred. Okay, so getting the license for the land development, getting approval from the overall natural or forest department for no objection. All these costs are pre-planning cost, right? So you have to take this also into consideration because mainly the budgets are estimated or cost is estimated during planning. But this cost we already have incurred before the planning happens. Okay, sunk cost is incurred in a project but fail to produce value towards project objectives. We call it as a cost which is written off. It's gone. It is not giving us any value or benefit by spending this much of money. Okay, so A project which is developing in-house software for time, filling the time for the resources. But it was later scrap because, you know, customers want the data to be retained at their level, not at the project level. Okay. To minimize sunk cost, okay, so we had to, the project failed, so the project was scrap and then the cost was written off. Okay. So if you want to go do away with sunk cost, ensure that your requirement and initiation phase, where the justification of your project mandate is strong. Okay. Project's budget should include all the expected costs throughout the life cycle, but there may be many factors which, you know, you will realize they come later on. Changes in potential scope also needs to be accounted for because, you know, they can affect your project at a greater extent. Economic implications can also lead to changes like, you know, war situations, okay, drought situations, okay, political instability. These all also can affect your cost estimation and control activities. So change in project schedule due to changes in the scope, resource availability can impact the project. Delays in a schedule can increase the cost. Many factors. Poor project management skills or tools can also affect the project throughout the project life cycle. Estimation errors also can happen. See, we all being in the human resources, errors are bound to happen. Okay, human errors, you cannot avoid. There might be single, you know, a small mistake happening. You know, I'm 100% sure that, you know, no works get completed without any bug. Okay, this is my personal opinion. Okay, so to give you a simple example, even when your mother makes some curry at your home, okay, not everyone says that it is perfect. They will say, no, this, no, somebody, your brother will say, no, this has less salt. Your sister will say, no, no, it is, the salt is okay, but it is little spicy. Same way, okay? So estimating errors can happen from the perspective of project, you know, never know what, you know, what went wrong many times, you know. So building up cost budget is based on different factors and understanding the affecting what, how they affect your project and cost is very, very important. Unforeseen and foreseen events can also impact project. Okay, foreseen events are risk. Unforeseen events which you cannot, you know, predict are issues. Issues happen in your project. When a risk realizes, it becomes issue. So many times, you know, you need to plan for this as well by using contingencies. Contingency budget, it is called. Project has contingency budget. This contingency budget is basically used for managing contingencies. Okay, acceleration techniques are used. Acceleration is doing it faster. Okay, also can incur cost. When you want to do, no, when the end is approaching, everybody is on their toe. Let's finish faster. So in that time, many times to finish the work, you incur additional cost by adding additional resources. That doesn't help many times, but yes, acceleration also can add to cost of your project. Factors such as inflation, exchange rate, if your project is serving outside your country's boundaries, then exchange rate matters. Tax liabilities, the tax rules of the region in which you are serving your project or the billing is happening. Estimates should be provided in an acceptable range of variances. You know, assumptions and variances also needs to be communicated. Please remember, people. So on what basis you have done this estimation, if people are clear that, you know, based on assumption that the steel price will not increase by 3 to 5% for the project, I'm estimating that the steel cost or steel rods which are used on a construction project, the cost will be around 1 crore. Okay, So this kind of variance in estimation, this has to be very transparency that has to be maintained in a project, okay? Right. So some common mistakes in estimation leading to cost overruns. What will happen? What mistakes can take you over budget? Cost overrun is taking you over the budget. Okay. So estimation mistakes, first, lack of understanding about project. If you don't know what is your project, many times the estimation can go haywire. If you have not worked on organizing a fest, but you have worked on a smaller project wherein you had to organize a small gathering. Fest is too big. Gathering of 50 people and gathering of 1,000 people is too different. What age group you are serving, what environment you are serving, geographies you are serving, your audience is what. Depending on that, the estimation also can change. I told you how estimation is. Human resources, hours, no cement, bags in per quantity. So this also matters. Lack of transparency in a project estimation also can lead to mistake. People don't know on what basis you have done the estimation. That also can lead to project being overrun. That input doesn't come to you or team doesn't share that information. Okay, so tester says, blankly says that, you know, I will require only 1 week to test. Assuming that they will finish the work in 1 week, no. Many times you might require more time than that. Okay, last minute changes, scope creeps, addition, deletion of project items should be avoided. That can lead to, as I said, triple constraints gets affected. Knowledge gaps. It is important to have a SMEs in a project so that knowledge gaps can be avoided. You know, like I told you, building a bridge in a sea is different than building a bridge in a land, on a land. Okay, so experts' opinion does matter. Human resources cost, detailed labor information should be gathered because in different regions the labor costs are different. Like if you are talking about metro cities, the labor cost is more because the cost of living here itself is more. But if you are building it somewhere in a remote place, the cost of labor is little lesser. Okay, so that needs to be understood as well. SMEs, consultants should be on a need basis. You don't require SMEs and the consultants in the execution that regularly. Their opinion matters in the planning mostly, because if you plan well, then the execution is smooth. Okay. Incorrect resource allocation. You cannot have a tester doing coding. Coder can do testing, but a tester cannot do a coding, because that's a specialized area. Okay, a singer cannot do arrangement for music, but a music arranger can sing. Right, many permutation and combinations can happen here, so you need to understand the resource, what task requires what kind of resource. The skill matching has to be there. Okay, fixed funding can lead to inaccurate project estimate. You are saying that only this much of cost is there, then you try to crunch everything together in the scheduling and budgeting, which can lead to inaccurate schedule being developed and leading to cost overruns. Contingency factor must be included. I've been talking about contingency budget. Contingency budget is required so that any unforeseen event can be taken care of easily. Providing estimates in a hasty, no. Give a proper thought, take opinion from people, and then produce the cost estimate. Okay, don't hurry. Okay, change request must be alteration to the project scope through change request has to go through change management. Okay, so that the impact on the triple constraints can be analyzed. Failure to consider the estimates or risk on the project can result also in erroneous estimation and can lead to failure in the project. limited understanding of project processes. Okay, process also is important. Understand, not only the understanding of the cost resources, how the resources work. In software, the resource needs to understand the requirement, then he will start coding, he will do his own testing, then he will give it to independent tester for testing, then he will give it to customer. This flow or the process of working needs to be done. So in construction, first the plinth has to be created and it has to be strong. Why? Because it will take all the weight which is required for the building. So all this understanding about a process itself also needs to be clear. Okay. So now in all this, what a project manager does, we know he is doing a cost control and managing or and tracking the cost, but what all things specifically he or she needs to do? Let's look at that. Establishing budget at the beginning, project budget. So project starts with initiation. In initiation, project mandate comes. So project manager is assigned. When he or she onboards as a in a role of a project manager, first thing they need to understand is your scope, time, cost. So cost provisions have to be made. Where my money is coming and where my money is going, that understanding has to be there. So budgeting is very important from the project manager's point of view. Tracking cost. Keeping track of actual cost to compare them with baseline or any periodic changes which are happening is the foremost priority of project manager. Okay, effective time management. Avoid increased cost due to schedule delays. Okay, is very important. Time management. Time not only for him or her, but for the team as well. Okay. Scope change control. Any change which is coming in a project, he or she has to ensure that it goes through proper change control. So that the impact analysis of any impact on the triple constraints can be analyzed. Any delays are approved and communicated to all the stakeholders. Then resource availability and allocation. Very important. I've been talking about resources. You know, forecast and tracking the resource requirement. So to lay the foundation of the construction project or the house or residential complex, okay, required me 1 month of time. Now the next slab will tentatively require that much amount of time. So how many resources were required? What was the other material resources required? Based on that, he keeps on analyzing the schedule and change and adjust the resource allocation so that the resource utilization is good. Okay. Coordination. Coordinate with different departments, team, stakeholders, tracking the project progress, evaluating plan versus actual, giving corrective actions, communicating via different kinds of reports and dashboards, tracking the project progress in terms of cost. Any deviation, take corrective action. Check if it is, generally they are called RAG, red, amber, green. If something is happening not according to plan, it is red. Amber is okay, but might require a control. Green is all okay. So project manager keeps on many of the times, you know, they keep on checking this RAG, red, amber, green. Okay. Additional step, regular review of budget, reporting financials, evaluate project risk and impact to the project schedule and cost. Right. Okay. Adherence to recommended best practices within your organization as well as the customers or stakeholders' requirement. Okay. Devise strategies to proactively overcome the roadblocks or any kind of delay which is happening. So that, you know, when you keep on checking the schedule, you come across proactively issues that can happen. Any delays which are being highlighted. Okay. Like you see that in the next week, no, the resource who is going to develop a model has taken 2 days of leave. So now the task might get delayed. So what should I do? As I said, controlling is not about just controlling, it is more about decision making. So decision the project manager needs to do, strategies he needs to devise, the what if analysis he has to do, he or she has to do. Okay, need to track actual costs because a project manager is accountable for the project with all the expenses which are happening in a project. He or she needs to give the stakeholder or sponsors all the justification why the cost was incurred. Budget associated, milestone, have you achieved them according to the plan or not? Okay, financial trends. Are we going ahead, no, on the track, or we are behind the track in terms of costing and scheduling? Total and accurate documentation has been prepared in terms of cost or not? Organizational requirement, is it being adhered to or not? Like no, audit. Projects get audited if in terms of processes, cost, time. It's a basic requirement of the project. Audit team, or generally they are called quality teams in the many organizations. Quality check happens for the project. Okay, like you know, tax audit also can happen in terms of financial requirements. Actual cost can also justify the project fees. Okay, provides capability to measure the cost for executing strategic initiative on the project. Project profitability can be arrived and support budgeting and resource planning. Okay, tracking actual cost helps in all of them. So just to before we end the session, let's look at why what we have covered and what was the ideas around project cost management. So it is crucial to identify the current and future project cost requirement so that the planning can be done in advance for them. So your project remains within the timelines set or expectations set by the stakeholders. Cost is one of the three important constraints on the project. Scope, time, cost is one of the triple constraints. So cost tracking is very important from the project's point of view. If any of these constraints are affected, automatically it will strain the other two. Try to avoid overall, mistakes or challenges. Overcome the mistakes and challenges by looking at the lessons learned and keep on learning. Involve, ensure that, all the tracking which is done is communicated to your stakeholders properly. The actual and the budgets are compared and shared all the information to the stakeholders. Okay, that covers our project cost controlling, how it affects your project and how it is important. I hope you have understood the concepts. So let's say bye for today and let's meet some other time. Thank you very much and bye.